AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Talks continue in Congress on possible compromise on gun legislation following the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if President Biden wants a ban on all handgun sales.
He supports a ban on sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and expanded background checks to keep guns out of the dangerous hands. He does not support a ban on the sale of all handguns.
The first of 21 funerals was held today for the victims in Uvalde, Texas. Police in New Orleans say an elderly woman was killed when an argument between two females erupted into gunfire on the campus of Xavier University after a high school graduation there. No arrests have been made in New Orleans. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 222 points. President Biden met at the White House with Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. The topic?
Addressing inflation in order to transition from historic recovery to a steady growth that works for American families.
The president insists an independent Fed will act free from political pressure. Hurricane Agatha made history, the strongest hurricane ever recorded to come ashore in May during the eastern Pacific hurricane season. It's dumping a lot of rain in Mexico. And Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center says this could reach the U.S.
As the system could take shape over the Northwest Caribbean Sea, we could see that rainfall spread across portions of western Cuba, perhaps up into the Florida Keys and even parts of southern Florida or even central Florida as we head toward Friday, Saturday, and the weekend.
A Denver-based federal appeals court agreed with a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit that claimed the 2020 presidential election was stolen from then-President Donald Trump. The lawsuit alleged the election had been rigged by Dominion Voting Systems, Facebook, now Meta, and others. This is AP News. BTS brought their star power to the White House. The AP's Margie Zaraletta reports they talked with President Biden about stopping hate crimes against Asian Americans.
The White House press room was packed and the briefing live stream audience went through the roof for BTS's appearance before their private meeting with President Biden. Singer RM says they want to turn their influence into tolerance.
We thank President Biden and the White House for giving this important opportunity to speak about the important causes, remind ourselves of what we can do as artists.
White House economist Brian Free, who wanted to talk about inflation numbers, had to follow BTS.
So I get to go home and tell my kids that BTS opened for me. I did not expect that when I woke up this morning.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee is underway near Washington. It's tougher this year. At one point, 10 consecutive spellers heard the bell that signals elimination. The early rounds used to be easier. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.